Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. A gay Jewish extremist, Jared Polis, has just won the Democrat nomination for governor of Colorado. And we're going to discuss what he represents and why it is so important that self-hating Jews like this be defeated when they run for public office. And the second subject we want to discuss is Bibi Netanyahu, assisting thousands upon thousands of Syrian Muslims in Syria's civil war. Syrian Muslim enemies of the Jewish people, assisting them on Israel's northern border. And now thousands of Syrian Muslims are gathering on Israel's border and saying, we're refugees, we want to enter Israel and stay in Israel permanently because we're refugees from the war. This is a very, very dangerous situation for Israel that Bibi Netanyahu is creating, along with all the other terrible policies that he's been pursuing. But let's start off with Jared Polis. Jared Polis is a self-hating Jew, a left-wing Democrat, an extreme left-wing Democrat, a socialist, who made $400 million running all types of private companies and all types of enterprises that he created. He made hundreds of millions of dollars. And now he has used that money to get elected to Congress, and he's been a member of Congress. And now he's running for governor of Colorado. He wants to become the first openly gay governor of any state, and the first openly gay governor of Colorado. And Jared Polis, aside from being anti-Israel and a self-hating Jew and completely assimilated and just an enemy of his own people in every way, supporting the worst enemies of the Jewish people, aside from that, he is a guy in his 40s, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who is married, quote-unquote, to another man who's in his 20s. In other words, he married someone who's young enough to be his son. And of course, it wouldn't matter what the age is. There is no such thing as gay marriage or homosexual marriage. There's no such thing. And we know what the Torah and what Judaism say about homosexuality and the homosexual lifestyle. And this is an individual that not only justifies it, but claims to be married and takes as his so-called partner someone who's young enough to be his son. I mean, just what a situation. And he is going to be the face of Jewish politicians in America if he gets elected as governor of Colorado, God forbid. It's just a chilul Hashem. It's a desecration of God's name in every way. You know, we have been saying for decades, never vote for the Jewish politician. The Jewish politicians in America and outside of Israel in general are almost all of them, almost 100% of them, are self-hating enemies of their own people. They work against their own people. They bend over backwards to prove to the Goyim, to prove to the anti-Semites that they're not loyal to Israel, that they're loyal to America, they're not loyal to Israel. Of course, they're disloyal to Israel and they're disloyal to America. If you're disloyal to your own people, you're going to be disloyal to everybody else. If you're a rat, you're a rat. And these self-hating Jews that enter politics are just rats. And so Jared Polis, being a rat worth hundreds of millions of dollars, is now using this to become governor of Colorado. It would be an unbelievable disgrace if he were to get elected. And again, it's an example of why we don't want the Jewish politicians, whether it's communist, self-hating Judenrat like Bernie Sanders, or vermin like Schmuck Schumer. These self-hating Jews do more harm to Israel than the worst Gentile anti-Semites. His opponent, by the way, is... I don't like his opponent, but his Republican opponent, but will support the Republican opponent is still an absolutely better alternative than this self-hating Judenrat enemy of the Jewish people. There's no question about it. So, of course, we're going to support his Gentile Republican opponent. His Gentile Republican opponent's name is Walker Stapleton, who's a distant relative of the Bushes and who calls himself a conservative. Anyway, whatever. I don't care. Okay, I don't care. This creature, Jared Polis, is the worst nightmare for the Jewish people and for America. America will be cursed and punished as well if they elect people like this to public office. So this is something that we have to oppose. We have to support Walker Stapleton, the Republican candidate for governor of Colorado. And we have to do everything we can to defeat Jared Polis. You know, if JTF was the big, wealthy, powerful organization that it should be, then of course we would be fighting against all these self-hating Jewish politicians. Instead, we have all of the self-hating Jews running all the self-hating Jewish organizations. All of them are bad for the Jewish people. All of them. Including the so-called right-wing Jewish organizations. And we hope we may discuss this in future programs, whose leaders, like Mort Klein of the Zionist Organization America, received huge payments from Qatar, from a Muslim terrorist nation that sponsors Islamic terrorism. I mean, now you have all of these, it's coming out that all these self-hating Jewish leaders who were supposed to be conservatives are on the payroll of Persian Gulf terrorist Islamic nations that support Al Jazeera, that support the destruction of the Jewish people. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. American Jews have gone so low in their behavior. It's beyond the pale. It's just beyond the pale. JTF is so desperately needed. Is so desperately needed as a voice of truth against all the darkness that we see from Jewish leaders and Jewish organizations and Jewish politicians. It's so horrible. And JTF is the only voice of truth or sanity really out there right now. On the American Jewish scene, JTF is it, as far as I can see. I don't see any other voices of truth or sanity on the American Jewish scene. And in Israel, of course, we are trying to reach the people of Israel with a message of truth. In Israel, we do see someone else whom we believe does tell the truth, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, and we support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And we have differences of opinion also with Moshe Feiglin. I mean, we have our own positions on the issues, and I think that the JTF's positions are the correct ones on all of these issues, obviously. But Feiglin at least is honest and is good on most of the issues, and so for that reason we support him. But just to give you an example of the type of situation, the type of nightmare situation we have with these self-hating Jewish leaders and politicians in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. Look at Bibi Netanyahu, whom all the Jews think is some right-wing, he's some right-wing leader, he's a tough guy. He's such a wimp, he's such a schmuck. He's such a fraud. He's such a schmuck. Anyway, the latest thing he's doing is he is ordering the Israeli soldiers and Israeli army, Jewish soldiers and Jewish paramedics and Jewish doctors, to risk their lives going into Syria to pick up Syrian Muslims from the war and treat them if they were wounded in the civil war in Syria. Now, in the civil war in Syria, 1 million Syrians have already been massacred by their fellow Syrian Muslims. If this is what they do to each other, you can imagine what they would do to the Jews. And you know they're not joking all these years when they promised to exterminate the Jewish people. And by the way, there are no good sides in the Syrian civil war. All of them are committed to the destruction of Israel. All of them hate non-Muslims. And Bibi Netanyahu is bringing thousands of them into Israel now to treat them and assist them and show how humanitarian he is. And so thousands more all the time are gathering on Israel's northern border now. They're gathering on the northern border and saying, we're refugees. We want to enter into Israel. We want to stay in Israel. We're war refugees. This is a very dangerous situation. Israel is a tiny nation of only 6 million Jews, and Israel already has millions of Arab Muslims living within her boundaries, and has hundreds of thousands of African illegal aliens and hundreds of thousands of other illegal aliens from all over the world living within her tiny borders. And she's now going to have a flood, God forbid, of Syrian Muslims flooding into Israel. I mean, this would, God forbid, this would be a catastrophe. And Bibi is encouraging this by assisting them and showing them how he's going to give them great medical care and how wonderful things are in Israel and how prosperous and modern Israel is compared to the barbarous, primitive situation in Muslim Syria. I mean, this is going to encourage millions of Syrian Muslims to want to move into Israel, to want to go to Israel and take over Israel, become a majority, God forbid, and take over Israel. This is so insane. This is so insane. You know, we saw with Germany what happened. 1.4 million Syrian, mostly Syrian Muslims, Muslims from the Middle East, but mostly Syrian Muslims from the Syrian civil war. 1.4 million went into Germany and are in Germany now. They have 1.4 million more Muslims living in their country now because Angela Merkel, another moron and another coward and weakling, she opened up the door and she let 1.4 million Muslims into Germany. Now, I don't cry over Germany. I don't care about Germany because we know about Germany's history toward the Jewish people, what they did to 6 million Jews. Germany and the German people deserve whatever they get. But the fact remains that this is what happened in Germany should be a warning sign for Israel. That happened in Germany, which is far away from the Middle East. Can you imagine the danger of all of these Arab Muslims flooding into Israel? This has always been part of the Muslim plan to destroy Israel, to try to get as many Muslims to flood into Israel as possible. And to encourage them to stay on the northern border and create a situation where you're going to have refugee camps and they're going to say, well, you have to take us in because we have no choice because we're refugees and they're using chemical weapons against us and they're going to massacre us. You know, this is creating a very dangerous situation for Israel. Now, Pepe only thinks, Pepe Bibi, we call him Pepe, which is a compliment considering all he's done, all the Jews have been murdered because of him. But Pepe, the only thing he thinks of is how can we have a nice story in the media about him and show how humane we are and always sucking up to our enemies. Always trying to show how wonderful, how humane, how peaceful he is. Always trying to prove himself to the nations of the world. That's all Pepe cares about. And the more he does it, the more the nations of the world turn against Israel. Hen am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yitchashav. Lo, it is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. We just said in a recent Torah portion that we read. Israel is blessed when she is isolated and dwells alone. Because then we have an opportunity to do Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name. When Israel gets so-called foreign aid and other countries help Israel, then it's not good for God's purposes and God's goal, because God wants to show the world that little Israel, all alone, without any assistance, can miraculously win spectacular, breathtaking victories like the Six-Day War in 1967. And that can't happen if Israel's getting foreign aid and has all these foreign countries and of course the foreign aid is not really aid and the countries are not really assisting Israel, but people think they are. And so people say, oh, Israel didn't win. If not for American foreign aid, you wouldn't have been able to do it. And if not for this, and if not, they have excuses. When Israel's isolated and alone, there are no such excuses. And so the miracle of God's intervention on behalf of his people is amplified. That is Kiddush Hashem. It's amplified when Israel is isolated. That's why it is a blessing when the Jews are isolated. That's why in the 1967 war, when they were isolated, God gave them a spectacular, breathtaking victory. Whereas in wars where they've had support from other countries, United States, Europeans, and others, in the war in Lebanon, for instance, against Hezbollah, they didn't win the war against a ragtag army of primitive terrorists. They couldn't win that war because it was a chilul Hashem. It was a desecration of God's name. But when they're isolated and the whole Arab world went against them in 1967 and it looked hopeless and they win this spectacular, incredible victory, that's a Kiddush Hashem. You know, the Israeli Air Force, within 3 hours, the first 3 hours of the 1967 war, had destroyed virtually the entire Egyptian and Syrian air forces. Virtually their entire air forces were destroyed on the ground before their jets ever got off the ground by Israeli jet fighters. I mean, it was just an incredible, magnificent, miraculous victory, a spectacular victory that was unprecedented in the annals of military history. Just absolutely astonishing. A victory truly of biblical proportions. The first time we saw a biblical victorious miracle like this in thousands of years. And the Jewish people couldn't wait to give away all everything God gave them back to their enemies, to hand it over to their enemies. They couldn't wait. Pipi can't wait. Pipi handed Hebron over to Yasser Arafat. Pipi supported the Gush Katif expulsion. Yes, he voted for it and supported it. Pipi supported the Sinai retreat when Sinai was handed over to Egypt, and he frequently cites that as such an example of how great peace, we have a great peace with Egypt, which is baloney. We don't have any peace with Egypt. It's just unbelievable how we could have such a wonderful world and such a great Geulah, such a great redemption, a final redemption. God is waiting, the Messiah, the Mashiach, and redemption are waiting for us. All the signs are there, the return of the Jewish people after 2,000 years. The desert is blooming like a garden again. All of these are the signs that the rabbis told us about for 2,000 years when these things happen. The Mashiach, the Messiah, is banging on the door. He wants to come in. He wants to redeem us. Hashem wants to redeem his people and wants to finally end all of this, wants to end all the suffering in the world and create a new world. But it can't happen. Right now, it's not happening in the glorious way. It can't happen in the glorious way that it should happen when the Jews continue this self-hating behavior. And so we're trying to reach the Jewish people with a message of truth and a message of hope and a message of faith, emunah, faith. We want to reach as many Jews as possible with that message. If you believe that this is a message that should reach the people of Israel, and that we have to have strong leaders, and that we should not be surrendering our Jewish land to our enemies that promise to exterminate us, and that we should not be creating a situation where potentially millions of Syrian Muslims are going to try to come flooding into Israel now because Pipi is basically putting out a welcome mat for them and making it so tempting for them to try to do so. And this is complete insanity. And if you agree that it's insanity, if you agree that we have to stop these policies and that we have to wake the people of Israel up before it's too late, if you understand that, then join JTF. Help us financially. The more you help us financially, the more people we can reach and the more good that we can do. And help us in every other way to build our movement. Because if we work together as a team, we can make this a better world, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim ben Pesach. Shalom.